Are you driving?
I didn't recognize this number. I'm sorry.
It's okay, hon. No worries. I told you I was going to text you, and I said, gosh darn it, I forgot to text him first. Let me text him right now.
Oh, that's okay.
Are you driving?
Yeah, I am, but I can give you the number.
Okay. All right. Yeah, give me 1 second here, okay? Let me see. Okay, so... No worries. Take your time.
Right,
it's okay.
Alright.
Alright. So, the payment's going to be $348 today. Okay, Mark? And then every month after that, it's going to be $249 a month. Okay? It's a month-to-month program. Remember, no contracts. Right. We just ask you, you know, to stick it out 2 months.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, give me 1 second here. All right, so what's the name that's on the card, Mark?
Okay, it's Mark James.
Okay, no middle initial, right?
Yeah.
What's the middle initial?
W.
So on your card, it says Mark W. James, right?
Yes.
Okay. What's the billing address?
That's a Visa. The billing address is 62. I'm sorry. On this card, it's 88 Baltimore Blues.
88 Baltimore Blues?
Possum, P-O-S-S-U-M, walk, loop.
Possum.
Walk, loop.
Walk, like as in W-A-L-K?
Yes, ma'am.
And then blues, like jazz blues?
No, like loop. L-O-O-P.
Oh, walk, L-O-O-P. You're like,
sorry.
No, like loop. No, you're good. You're good. So 88 Possum Walk Loop. Are those three separate words?
Yeah.
And it's in Huntsville?
Possum okay. Walk goes together, really, and then loop separate.
Okay. And that's in Huntsville?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
77340?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. And what kind of card?
Visa.
And what's the card number whenever you're ready?
It's 4479-1481-5048-6836.
When does it expire?
Okay, expiration is 0328.
0328? And
yes,
the CVV code on the back?
403.
403. I'm going to repeat the card number back to you just to make sure that I noted it correctly. 4479-1481-5048. 6836.
Yeah.
Okay. And now I want to put a security question on your account here with us. It could either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Okay. My first pet's name was Blue.
What was your first? Blue?
First
like the
blue.
Color?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Aw. How cute. Okay. So let me do this. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to walk you through the 90-second voice verification recording. And, again, this just outlines our service agreement. It's going to go over the billing date. If you need to cancel or pause the account, just make sure you call us at least 3 business days before your billing is due so that way you don't get charged. Okay? Now, when I'm walking you through it, if there's anything at all that you don't understand, please do me a favor and just stop me. Just say, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it, okay? I just want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Does that sound
yes,
good?
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
All right. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you would like it to read on the first page of Google.
JPS Construction LLC.
Please state your name and title or now, please state your name and title within the business.
Okay. Mark Jane, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Mark, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
Now, sometimes we know, Mark, you're in the middle of a job. You can't just pick up the call. All we're asking is that, you know, make sure that you contact us within 24 business hours, okay? Now, if for some reason, I want you to start doing this. Start getting into the habit when we call to always ask, what's my security question? Because if at any point someone says they're Local Splash and you tell them, what's my security question, and they hang up on you, then you know it wasn't us calling. Okay, so that's
okay.
Why we put the security question. Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Do I want to authorize?
Let me explain it to you first. Okay, so what we're saying here is we're not saying that you can, that you can't do additional marketing. What we're saying is that before you do, just give us a call and let us know so we can make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We just don't want you spending more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Okay.
So that's what that means. Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is August 5th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $348. This will be a two-month verbal agreement, Mark, which means your second payment will be charged, okay, on September 5th, 2024, in the discounted amount of $249. Now, once your term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the fifth day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That's the number I texted you, 877-635-6225. If you choose to pause or cancel the account, please make sure that you call us 3 business days before your billing is due so that way you don't incur that charge, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I agree, yes.
Okay. I'm processing your payment, and then you're going to get a receipt sent both to your email, and it's going to be sent to you in a text message. So hold on to your receipt for your records for your tax purposes because, you know, marketing's a write-off. How does your schedule look for tomorrow, Mark, so that way they can go over the website with you, your keywords, the areas that we're targeting, your Facebook ads? How does your schedule look tomorrow?
Let's make it work.
Okay. Let me tell you what times. I can tell you what times I have, and you can let me know if any whatever time works for you. Okay. So what we'll do is we'll block out an hour. The appointment can take 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little bit longer. It just depends really on how many questions or details you have. So if I'm looking at the schedule, whatever time I give you is in your time zone, okay? So the first appointment I have tomorrow is 11 to 12, 12 to 1, 1 to 2. I have 3 to 4, 4 to 5, 5 to 6.
Okay.
Which of those times would work for you?
Probably. Okay. What was the earliest one you said?
The earliest one, let me go back. The earliest one would be 11 to 12.
Okay. 11 to 12 or?
11 to 12? Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put you in for 11 to 12 o'clock, and we're going to be calling you from an 877 number, okay? You just want to make sure that you're answering all calls within that hour, okay? Now, if for some reason we call you, let's say you're in the middle of a job, you can't just pick up the phone, okay? You can't take the call. All I'm going to ask you is this. Just pick up the phone call and just say, hey, can you guys call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We will call you right back. I don't want you to miss this appointment, because the sooner that we get you through it, the faster we're going to be moving too. Okay?
Okay.
And then I probably only need like maybe 4 more minutes of your time, and then we'll be all set. Okay? So let me just make sure that I send it to the right email. And I'm going to send you also a reminder an hour before your interview to let you know that it'll be coming up in the next hour, just in case if you forget. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Perfect. So now let me go here. Almost done. I feel like my computer's so slow. It's like it's time to go home or what? Are you almost done for the day too, I hope? You've probably had a long day.
I think I'm going to call it a day.
You're like, I'm going to call it a day. Kick off the boots. Take a shower, relax, watch some TV, have some good dinner with the wife and family, you know? All that good stuff, right? Okay.
Yeah, I'm divorced.
Oh, you are? Okay, well, the girlfriend, I don't know. My bad.
No.
You're like, I don't think I want to eat dinner with the wife. I'm sorry, I apologize for that.
No,
oh, my gosh. Oh, that's the first time that's ever happened to me.
I was going to write down everything I got. How did you pronounce your name again?
Nadine. N-A-D-I-N, like Nancy, E like Edward. Nadine.
Nadine. That's a pretty name.
Oh, thank you.
I've never...
You know what? Everybody always asks me. Yeah, everybody always asks, are you from the South? But I'm not. I guess it's a common name in the South. I don't know. let me do this, Mark, because I did send you some text messages. And let me just make sure. I sent you the one with my name. I sent you the one with the number to customer service also. And then let me see. Okay, you got that. All right. And then let's take a look at what else. Have you changed the address from where you were previously when you were first with us, or is it the same location where you were verified originally? Do you remember?
Can you do 62E? Change that to 62E.
62E? I thought that's what I saw, too, on one of your... is it the 62... Hold on, where'd it go? I just had it. Is it 62E Possum Walk Loop in Huntsville, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I just want to make sure that we have that. Now, that address isn't going to show anywhere on there, just so you know. Just an FYI, it'll be hidden. Okay, hon?
Okay. Okay.
Do you want to look at your emails to, or your messages to make sure you got the one that I sent you? I sent you quite a few.
Okay. I received all those you sent me.
Okay, because my number's in there. So remember, you're always going to have, anytime you got changes, questions, updates, or concerns, okay, you're going to have the team that's in charge of your account.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll wait.
Okay.
Go ahead if you need it. If you need to talk, I can wait. That's not a problem.
No, that's good. I'll let my driver out.
Oh, okay. Okay. So anytime that you have an update, a change, if you got a question or you got a concern, you're always going to contact customer service. Okay? Always.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay? But you have my number too, because let's say it is something very urgent. Okay, Mark? And you can't wait. Okay? You can call me. I can't make the change, but I can let them know, hey, it's urgent. He really needs to talk to someone.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you, we really pride ourselves in being available to you all the time. Okay?
Okay.
So, but remember, our hours are Monday through Friday. So we're here Monday through Friday, 7 to 4, which is 9 to 6 your time. Okay?
Yes,
so starting from tomorrow, okay, because they got to verify all the information that you and I went over. Starting from tomorrow, they're going to be getting work done. So within 5 to 7 days, you'll be listed in the directories. 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads are live, and so is your website. It'll be up and running. They can see both. And then in the terms and conditions, the first page placement, Mark, we're always going to tell you 45 to 60 days. But in your case, it could happen a lot sooner because you already have the Google Business Profile. We just got to be added on back as managers, and we'll help you with all of that. So it could happen sooner for you, but I'm still going to tell you 45 to 60 days because I would rather under-promise and over-deliver. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
I would like to be the first to welcome you back to our local Splash family, and I am so super excited for you. Thank you again for giving us the opportunity to help you.
Yes, ma'am, I appreciate it.
Did you have any other questions before I let you go?
No.
Okay. And when we
communicate tomorrow.
I'm going to call you to introduce you to the technician. So I'll be the one calling you,
okay,
to introduce you to the tech because I like doing that. I think it's just more personable when you do that, right? Because you and I have built a good rapport. So I like to do the introduction. And then I know that you prefer we either call you or text you, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. And then I have you down if Saturday and Sunday closed. Sunday close, Monday through Saturday is 7 to 7. Okay.
Yes.
And you're licensed and insured, I put on here too. Okay, my dear, you're all set. Well, I'm excited to talk with you tomorrow again, okay? And I hope you have a good rest of the day.
Yes, ma'am.
Stay blessed. You're welcome. My pleasure. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.